You're listening to SBS News.
Possible capital injury! Possible capital injury! Stephen Trump, we are still taking metal, sharpened objects, missiles, to include bottles and rocks, and hand-thrown chemical-grade fireworks.
January the 6th, 2021. Desperate police officers reporting back to base on an event that few of them were prepared for, insurrection at the heart of America's democracy, the US Capitol building. Nearly a year later, in what organizers say is the first civil lawsuit by a government entity against the insurrectionists, the Washington, D.C. Attorney General, Carl Racine, says he's suing the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers.
We specifically allege that these vigilantes, insurrectionists, and masters of a lawless mob conspired against the District of Columbia, its law enforcement officers, and residents by planning, promoting, and participating in the violent attack on the United States Capitol. We further allege the named defendants caused substantial and provable damage to the District of Columbia, and in particular to our courageous law enforcement officers who risked their lives, and some even died, to defend the Capitol, the district, and our country's freedoms.
Mr. Racine made the announcement in front of the U.S. Capitol building, which he says has stood as a marker of democratic government since 1800. He says the legal move is an effort to recover the millions of dollars the city spent to defend the Capitol during the attack. The lawsuit accuses 31 members of the extremist groups of conspiring to terrorize the district on that day, labeling their actions as domestic terrorism.
Inflamed by a sitting president and other elected officials, fellow Americans dressed in military fatigues and wearing red, white, and blue were armed with weapons and materials that shockingly permitted them to construct a wooden gallows used to execute someone by hanging on the grounds of our hallowed Capitol. Like the planes that attacked the Pentagon and the World Trade Center and crashed in the fields of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the images of that shameful and contemptible day can never be erased.
Meanwhile, the House of Representatives Committee investigating the January the 6th insurrection has unanimously recommended criminal contempt charges against former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. The move comes after he said he would no longer cooperate with the panel. If the House follows the recommendation, it would be the first time that the House has voted to hold a former member in contempt since the 1830s. The committee chairman, Benny Thompson, admitted it was a difficult matter.
I have no great desire to be here seeking consideration of this contempt referral. Mr. Meadows was a colleague for more than 7 years, but that doesn't excuse his behavior. If anything, his time as a member of the House should make him more aware of the potential consequences of defying a congressional subpoena. We've given Mr. Meadows every opportunity to cooperate with our investigation. We've been more than fair. He's brought this situation on himself.
The committee released a series of frantic texts that Mr. Meadows received as the attack was underway. The texts, provided by Mr. Meadows before he ceased cooperating with the committee, revealed that members of Congress, Fox News anchors, and even President Donald Trump's son were urging him to push President Donald Trump to act quickly to stop the siege by his supporters. Republican Representative Liz Cheney, the panel's vice chairwoman, read some of them out.
Quote, "It is really bad up here on the Hill." Another one, "The president needs to stop this ASAP." Another one, "Fix this now." And as we saw last night, dozens of texts, including from Trump administration officials, from members of the press, from Donald Trump Jr., urged immediate action by the president. But we know hours passed with no action by the president to defend the Congress of the United States from an assault while we were trying to count electoral votes.
She was highly critical of President Trump, a fellow Republican.
For 187 minutes, President Trump refused to act. and he refused to act when his action was required, it was essential, and it was compelled by his duty, compelled by his oath of office.
The panel has already interviewed more than 300 witnesses and subpoenaed more than 40 people as it seeks to create the most comprehensive record yet of the lead-up to the insurrection and of the violent siege itself. Alan Lee, SBS News.